Got a few more to come. While we're waiting for the rest of the people to come, the little booklet that we're, the practice that we're doing is this one. So hopefully you've got this pocket Vajrasattva at home. I've got a little thing to read you from Lama Zopa Rinpoche. Lama Zopa Rinpoche has been teaching every second day from Copan, specifically on teachings for the corona crisis. Venerable Holly, who's been transcribing them, this is what she says. Lama Zopa Rinpoche begins his teaching discussing how many people have died from the coronavirus in the United States. He then explains that people all over the world will die from sickness, famine, in war, due to killing and so on. In fact, the entire world will end sooner or later, and anything that grows or was built will one day end. This is the nature of impermanence. Rinpoche says that this virus should make us think more about karma. The virus and the entire world coming into existence, this all came from the mind. Because everything comes from the mind, how to stop suffering also comes from the mind. Rinpoche explains that there is individual suffering, but there are also world problems called collective karma. In Buddhism, you can stop the suffering and create happiness. One can do this by understanding, learning, and hearing from a perfect teacher. And then by reflecting and meditating, one can actualize the path. Your mind becomes the path to overcome the oceans of suffering in samsara, including the virus, which is only one thing, one suffering. In the West, we are always distracting ourselves from the suffering of death. But when it comes, we have to experience it. If you haven't met Dharma, you don't want to talk about it. And when you do, your thoughts are only of fear. There's no method or preparation, just fear. So we ignore it. Even though we wish to never be separated from that which brings us comfort, including our family, clothing, money, and possessions, at the time of death, we'll definitely be separated from everything we enjoy. These things cheat us, and we have to give them up at the time of death. What this virus is telling us is that we must practice Dharma. The virus came from the mind, but the mind also creates happiness. Rinpoche reminds us, not just suffering. A positive mind creates happiness. To practice Dharma means to cultivate a happy mind. Buddha's teachings persuade us to overcome suffering, not only this virus, but all suffering, including the suffering of death, the suffering of rebirth, the suffering of old age, the suffering of sickness, and the suffering of pain. Buddha's teachings also liberate us from the suffering of change of samsaric pleasures, which became the suffering of pain in the end. Since beginningless rebirths up until now, we haven't even had even a 1 second break from suffering. From birth, the suffering of pain, and then the suffering of change arises. All the problems of the world are giving us instruction to practice Dharma, to meditate. By meditation, Rinpoche means making the mind more familiar with virtue, the cause of happiness, making the mind become the path to enlightenment. In conclusion, Rinpoche gives some advice on what to do if we lose our brave heart, if we feel weak, lose enthusiasm about working for others, become lazy, or get depressed. The answer? Remember bodhicitta. This will transform one's life. Rinpoche then leads a powerful dedication to actualize bodhicitta with prayers for the sick and those who've died, and for Lama Tsongkhapa to become our direct guru in all our future lives, and to cultivate the bodhisattva attitude of using our very life to benefit others, to regard all sentient beings as most precious. Way to set the motivation for tonight's Vajrasattva practice. So for our motivating, this motivating prayer, It's part of the power of dependence, our reliance, taking refuge. So we're taking Mahayana refuge. So we think we're taking refuge on behalf of all sentient beings, on behalf of those we have a karmic responsibility for, those we're close to, on behalf of everyone in our collective karma experiencing the coronavirus, on behalf of all human beings, our people, on behalf of all the beings in the other realms that have even a far worse time. So unbelievable, we can't even bear to think about it. And who we take refuge in is this, in this incredible prayer, a whole multitude of emanations of enlightenment. And I've put His Holiness the Dalai Lama there because he is like the bridge. The person of His Holiness the Dalai Lama is the bridge to this refuge. His Holiness embodies this refuge, and who His Holiness is really is this refuge. So we can recite the prayer together. I forever take refuge in Buddha, Dharma and Sangha. I take refuge in all the three vehicles, in the Dharkas and Dharkinis of secret mantra, in the heroes and heroines, the gods and goddesses, and in the bodhisattvas of the 10 bhumis. But most of all, I take refuge in my holy guru forever. I take refuge in Buddha, Dharma and Sangha. I take refuge in all the three vehicles, in the Dharkas and Dharkinis of secret mantra yoga, in the heroes and heroines, the gods and goddesses, and in the bodhisattvas of the 10 bhumis. But most of all, I take refuge in my holy guru forever. I forever take refuge in Buddha, Dharma and Sangha. I take refuge in all the three vehicles, in the Dharkas and Dharkinis of secret mantra yoga, in the heroes and heroines, the gods and goddesses, and in the bodhisattvas of the 10 bhumis. But most of all, I take refuge in my holy guru forever. In generating the power of regret. So first of all, recalling the definition of negative karma. Any action that results in suffering. Usually an action motivated by ignorance, attachment, or aversion. Thinking almost every action that we do 24 hours a day is motivated by worldly concern, attachment to the comfort of this life. It is like this from birth to death in this life and has been like that from beginningless rebirths. Nearly every action that we've created has been non-virtuous, the cause of suffering. Not only that, but continuously, I've also been breaking my Pradamoksha, Bodhisattva and Tantric vows. So whichever vows that we have, and not just in this life, but previous lives. And worst of all, we've created the heaviest of negative karmas in relation to our virtuous friends. Getting angry at them, generating wrong views, having non-devotional thoughts towards them, harming their holy body and disobeying their advice. Having these negative imprints on our mental continuum is unbearable. It's as if we've swallowed a lethal poison. So really feeling I must practice the antidote right away and purify all this negative karma immediately without a second's delay. So in this way, generate strong feelings of urgency and regret. So let that fear and that anxiety arise and wash over you. Embrace it totally. So we really have a genuine feeling of regret rather than trying to push it away. Try and think also of any of specific negative actions that we've done today or this week since last time we did the practice. There might be a particular thing that's playing on your mind. And take a moment to think about what are the negative repercussions, the karmic repercussions of that action, and really feel deep regret. And remembering impermanence and death. Many people our age or younger have died. It's a miracle that we're still alive and have this incredible opportunity to purify our negative karma. Death is certain, but its time is most uncertain. If we were to die right now, we'd definitely be born in the lower realms. Because we could not practice Dharma there, we'd remain in the lower realms for countless eons. Therefore, how unbelievably fortunate we are to be able to purify negative karma right now without even a second's delay by practicing the Vajrasattva meditation recitation. And the power of reliance generating bodhicitta, thinking that we're not practicing this Vajrasattva purification just for ourselves alone. The purpose of our life is to release all hell beings, praters or the hungry ghosts, all the animals, which includes all the fish and the insects and the amoebas, all the humans, all the asuras or the demigods, the jealous gods, all the suras, the long life gods, and all the intermediate state beings, all those who've recently died. To purify them all from their suffering and its causes and lead them all to unsurpassed enlightenment. And in order to do this, we ourselves must first reach enlightenment. Therefore, we must purify all negative karma immediately by practicing the Vajrasattva meditation recitation. So imagine that above the crown of your head, Guru Vajrasattva, seated upon a lotus and moon seat, Vajrasattva, father and mother, their bodies radiant and white. Each has one face and two arms. He holds a Dorjian bell, she a curved knife and skull cup. They are embracing each other. The father is adorned with six mudras, the mother with five. He sits in the Vajra posture, she in the lotus. And think, Vajrasattva is my root guru, the holy mind of all the Buddhas, the Dharmakaya, who out of his unbearable compassion, which embraces us and all other sentient beings, appears in this form to purify us and all others. In this way, your mind is transformed into guru devotion, the root of all blessings and realizations of the path to enlightenment. On a moon disc at Vajrasattva's heart stands a hum encircled by a garland of the 100-syllable mantra. And as we recite the mantra, a powerful stream of white nectar flows from the hum and the mantra garland. And as it does, you are cleansed of all sicknesses, spirit harms, negative karma, and obscurations. So contemplating the meaning of the mantra, you, Vajrasattva, have generated the holy mind, bodhicitta, according to your pledge, samaya. Your holy mind is enriched with the simultaneous holy actions of releasing transmigratory beings from samsara, the circling suffering aggregates. Whatever happens in my life, happiness or suffering, good or bad, with a pleased holy mind, never give up, but please guide me. Please stabilize all happiness, including the happiness of the upper realms, actualize all actions and sublime and common realizations, and please make the glory of the five wisdoms abide in my heart. So contemplating the meaning of this mantra, first we'll recite seven times, with the downward cleansing visualization. So the light and the nectar flow from Guru Vajrasattva, father and mother. Their blissful wisdom flows down through the crown of your head, washing through your body, cleansing your every single atom, all of your DNA. And as the light and the nectar flows through you, all negativities, especially those associated with physical actions, are pushed out through all the lower openings of your body. Just like when water flows through a drain pipe and pushes out any blockages, it all just goes. So trying to see all of those negativities as really disgusting and as poisonous things and as soot and tar and all sorts of, so, and the great relief of expelling them. Om Vajra Safa Samaya Manopalaya Vajra Safa Tenopatita Drido Me Bava Sutokayo Me Bava Supokayo Me Bava Anurato Me Bava Sava Siddhi Me Prayatsa Sava Kamatutame Chitam Shriyam Kuruhum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Muncha Vajra Bava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahon Pe Om Vajra Safa Samaya Manopalaya Vajra Safa Tenupatita Drido Me Bava Sutokaya Me Bava Supokaya Me Bava Anurato Me Bava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Muncha Vajra Bava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahon Pe Om Vajra Safa Samaya Manopalaya Vajra Safa Tenupatita Drido Me Bava Sutokaya Me Bava Supokaya Me Bava Anurato Me Bava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuruhum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Muncha Vajra Bava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahom Pe Om Vajra Safa Samaya Manopalaya Vajra Safa Tenupatita Drido Me Bava Sutokaya Me Bava Supokaya Me Bava Anurato Me Bava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Sutame Chitam Triyam Kuruhum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Muncha Vajra Bava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahom Pe Om Vajra Safa Samaya Manopalaya Vajra Safa Tenupatita Drido Me Bava Sutokaya Me Bava Supokaya Me Bava Anurato Me Bava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuruhum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Muncha Vajra Bava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahom Pe Om Vajra Safa Samaya Manopalaya Vajra Safa Tenupatita Drido Me Bava Sutokaya Me Bava Supokaya Me Bava Anurato Me Bava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuruhum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Muncha Vajra Bava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahom Pe Om Vajra Safa Samaya Manopalaya Vajra Safa Tenupatita Drido Me Bava Sutokaya Me Bava Supokaya Me Bava Anurato Me Bava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuruhum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Muncha Vajra Bava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahom Pe To feel your body radiant, glowing, clear, cleansed. Feel not just all of the suffering of the body, but all the causes of suffering, all the negative karma associated with physical actions and activities completely cleansed and purified. Not just from this life, but all previous lifetimes. Then the upward cleansing. So again, reciting the mantra seven times, and this time as the light and nectar flows through our crown, it fills up our clean, clear body, our body that's crystal clear, like freshly crystal straight out of the dishwasher. So this light and nectar fills us up like this beautiful crystal glass. And as it does, all the negativities associated with the speech are pushed upwards. They rise to the surface like oil rises to the top of liquid, or like gunk rises to the top. And all of those negativities associated with the speech are pushed upwards out of the upper openings. There's nowhere for them to go but out. Feel the great relief as they exit through the all the upper parts of the body, and really try and sing out the mantra, because as we recite the mantra, then it also purifies the speech. Om Vajra Sattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajra Sattva Tenopa Tita Drito Me Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anurata Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuro Hom Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mantra Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sattva Ahom He Om Vajra Sattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajra Sattva Tenopa Tita Drito Me Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anurata Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Sutsame Chitam Shriyam Kuro Hom Ha 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 Ho Bhagava Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mantra Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sattva Ahom He Om Vajra Sattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajra Sattva Tenopa Tita Drito Me Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anurata Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuro Hom Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mantra Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sattva Ahom He Om Vajra Sattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajra Sattva Tenopa Tita Drito Me Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anurata Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Sutsame Chitam Shriyam Kuro Hom Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mantra Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sattva Ahom He Om Vajra Sattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajra Sattva Tenopa Tita Drito Me Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anurata Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuro Hom Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mantra Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sattva Ahom He Om Vajra Sattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajra Sattva Tenopa Tita Drito Me Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anurata Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tutame Chitam Shriyam Kuro Hom Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mantra Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sattva Ahom He Om Vajra Sattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajra Sattva Tenopa Tita Drito Me Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anurata Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuro Hom Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mantra Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sattva Ahom He So again, feel the incredible relief of being completely cleansed, free of all those negativities, all their causes, all one's speech in this life and all previous lifetimes completely purified. And then for the third recitation, the instantaneous cleansing. So this is where, like a continuous flashes of lightning, instantaneously enlighten your mind. And remember, it's not that the darkness and the confusion of our mind has to go anywhere or it gets put somewhere else to pick up later on. Just like Rinpoche says, just like when you turn on a light in a dark room, it's not that the darkness goes somewhere else. It just disappears instantaneously. So again and again, these blissful flashes of light of the blissful wisdom of Vajrasattva, of enlightenment, flash through your whole experience. Feel that it's not just kind of within your body that is lit up, but it's all of space. And think in particular, all of the disturbing emotions, the confusion, the doubts and the neuroses, the negative habit patterns, everything, all the way down to the very most subtle grasping at permanence, grasping at an inherent I, all of the negativities associated with negativities with the guru, but also with the more common negativities of seeing the guru as ordinary, completely purified in these continuous flashes of lightning that that light up all of space. Oh, Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Dridome Bhava Sutokayome Bhava Supokayome Bhava Anuratome Bhava Savasidime Prayata Savakama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Hoa Bhagavan Savatata Gata Vajramame Mantra Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sattva Ahun Pe. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Dridome Bhava Sutokayome Bhava Supokayome Bhava Anuratome Bhava Savasidime Prayata Savakama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Savatata Gata Vajramame Mantra Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sattva Ahun Pe. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Dridome Bhava Sutokayome Bhava Supokayome Bhava Anuratome Bhava Savasidime Prayata Savakama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Savatata Gata Vajramame Mantra Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sattva Ahum Pe. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Dridome Bhava Sutokayome Bhava Supokayome Bhava Anuratome Bhava Savasidime Prayata Savakama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Savatata Gata Vajramame Mantra Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sattva Ahun Pe. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Dridome Bhava Sutokayome Bhava Supokayome Bhava Anuratome Bhava Savasidime Prayata Savakama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Savatata Gata Vajramame Mantra Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sattva Ahun Pe. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Dridome Bhava Sutokayome Bhava Supokayome Bhava Anuratome Bhava Savasidime Prayata Savakama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Savatata Gata Vajramame Mantra Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sattva Ahum Pe. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Dridome Bhava Sutokayome Bhava Supokayome Bhava Anuratome Bhava Savasidime Prayata Savakama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Savatata Gata Vajramame Mantra Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sattva Ahum Pe. Feeling your mind blissfully enlightened. All the negativities of associated with the mind, with attitudes and emotions, completely purified. Your mind light, spacious, clear. And then the fourth recitation, the an auspicious way to do this practice is the simultaneous purification, which purifies all the subtle imprints left by negative karmic seeds, all of the cognitive obscurations, the 108 cognitive obscurations to omniscience. And so the simultaneous purification is where we experience both the downward cleansing, the upwards cleansing, and the instant cleansing simultaneously, all three. So purifying any last vestiges, any doubts, all those subtle imprints on the mind completely purified. Oh, Vajra Safa Samaya Manopalaya Vajra Safa Tenopai Tita Dridome Bava Sutokaya Me Bava Supokaya Me Bava Anarato Me Bava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Sutame Chitam Triam Kuru Hom Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mantra Vajra Bava Maha Samaya Safa Ahom Om Vajra Safa Samaya Manopalaya Vajra Safa Tenopai Tita Dridome Bava Sutokaya Me Bava Supokaya Me Bava Anurato Me Bava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Hoa Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mantra Vajra Bava Maha Samaya Safa Ahom Pem Om Vajra Safa Samaya Manopalaya Vajra Safa Tenopa Tita Dridome Bava Sutokaya Me Bava Supokaya Me Bava Anurato Me Bava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mantra Vajra Bava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahom Pe Om Vajra Safa Samaya Manopalaya Vajra Safa Tenupai Tita Dridome Bava Sutokaya Me Bava Supokaya Me Bava Anarato Me Bava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hom Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mantra Vajra Bava Maha Samaya Safa Ahom Pe Om Vajra Safa Samaya Manopalaya Vajra Safa Tenopa Tita Dridome Bava Sutokaya Me Bava Supokaya Me Bava Anurato Me Bava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hom Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mantra Vajra Bava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahom Pe Om Vajra Safa Samaya Manopalaya Vajra Safa Tenopa Tita Dridome Bava Sutokaya Me Bava Supokaya Me Bava Anarato Me Bava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mantra Vajra Bava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahom Pe Om Vajra Safa Samaya Manopalaya Vajra Safa Tenopa Tita Dridome Bava Sutokaya Me Bava Supokaya Me Bava Anurato Me Bava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mantra Vajra Bava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahom Pe So rejoice at all of the subtle obscurations and imprints completely purified. And Guru Vajrasattva says from the crown of your head, Son of the race, your negativities, obscurations, broken and damaged pledges have all been completely purified. Generate a strong faith that they have been completely purified, just as Guru Vajrasattva has said. Lamso Brimbiche pointed out that using that term, son of the race, is a term of endearment and power, because it's recognizing the, like, the most favored son status, the inheritor. So we're the inheritor of the Buddhas. So taking a moment to really feel how different your body, speech, and mind are now. Newly reborn. Becoming the inheritors of enlightenment. And then we have our promise. So we think that we make this personally to Guru Vajrasattva. So let's read this together. Before Guru Vajrasattva, I vow never again to commit those negative actions from which I can easily abstain, and not to commit for a day, an hour, or at least a few seconds those negative actions from which I find it difficult to abstain. So really think, if there is a particular thing, then making a specific amount of time that you can refrain from. And something that you normally just think you fail about all the time, no matter what, then even just a few seconds you can do. And think that Guru Vajrasattva is extremely pleased with your pledge, your promise. Vajrasattva, father and mother, begin to gradually melt into light. This light grows brighter and brighter, brighter than a supernova, and it melts down through the crown of your head into you. And your body, speech, and mind become inseparably one with Guru Vajrasattva's holy body, speech, and mind. Feel no separation. Completely one with Guru Vajrasattva. In the aspect of vast and radiant space. And in this radiance, contemplating. And we can say this together and then spend a few moments contemplating the meaning. In emptiness, there is no I, creator of negative karma. There is no action of creating negative karma. There is no negative karma created. Letting the meaning of this permeate your whole being. Feel it as a blissful realization permeating your mind. And then dedicating the merits. So these dedication prayers are the same as in the little yellow booklet. So let's read these together. Due to all the merits of the three times collected by me, Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and all other sentient beings, which appear to be real from there, but which are empty, may the I, which appears to be real, but is empty, achieve Guru Vajrasattva's enlightenment, which appears to be real but is empty, and lead all sentient beings who appear to be real but are totally empty to that enlightenment which appears to be real but is empty, by myself alone, which appears to be real but is also totally empty, non-existent from there. May the precious bodhicitta, the source of all happiness and success for myself and all other sentient beings, be generated within my own mind and in the minds of all sentient beings without even a second's delay. And may that which has been generated be increased. May I and all other sentient beings have Lama Tsongkhapa as our direct guru in all our lifetimes, never be separated for even a second from the pure path that is greatly praised by the conqueror Buddhas, and actualize the complete path, the three principal paths and the two stages of Highest Yoga Tantra, the root of which is guru devotion, within our minds as quickly as possible. Just as the brave Manjushri and Samantabhadra realize things as they are, I dedicate all these virtues in the best way that I may follow after them. Whatever dedication the three-time victorious ones gone to bliss have admired as best, in the same way, I also perfectly dedicate all these roots of virtue so that I may perform good works. And then just take a moment if there are any personal dedications that you'd like to dedicate for. Anyone that you know closely, then dedicate specifically for them. Anyone who you know who's passed away, for your own Dharma studies and flourishing, for your holy gurus, bringing them all to mind. In essence, no different from Guru Vajrasattva, father and mother. And dedicating in particular for the swift end and disappearance of the coronavirus, that everything associated with the coronavirus, pleasant or unpleasant, good or bad, that we can turn into Dharma, make Dharma, bring it into the path to enlightenment. And through our merits and the power of our prayers, may there quickly be a vaccine, an outer vaccine for the virus and an inner vaccine for the disturbing emotions. And then offering all of our positive energy for the health and long life of our precious gurus. So let's read these dedication, the long life prayers together. First, for His Holiness the Dalai Lama. The wish-granting, wish-fulfilling jewel, source of every single benefit and happiness in this world, to the incomparably kind Tenzin Gyatso, I beseech, may all your holy wishes be spontaneously fulfilled. For Lama Zopa Rinpoche, you who uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjunath's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels. Saviour of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. And for all of our holy gurus, may my Venerable Lama's life be firm, his white divine actions spread in 10 directions. May the torch of the teachings of Losang always remain, dispelling the darkness of all beings in the three realms.